Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Lamed. We are holding on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis. We are at about 7 lines before the end of the page. Amar le'Eliyahu Rav Yehuda Achud Rav Sala Chasida. So Eliyahu said to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Sala Chasida, as follows. Three bits of advice. First of all, lo tirtach v'lo techti. If you don't want to sin, it's a good idea not to get angry. When a person gets angry, they are much more likely to sin. Number two, lo tarvi v'lo techti. If you don't want to sin, it's a good idea not to get drunk. When people are drunk, they very often sin. And number three, and this is going to be the sugya for the next several lines, ukshati yotze l'derech, hi malech b'kon chavitzei. If you're going on the road, if you're going to travel, so you first have to take leave of a Kodesh Baruch Hu or ask advice of a Kodesh Baruch Hu whether you can go, and then you can go. Mayhi malich b'kon chavitzei. What does that mean to be himalich, to be nimlach with a Kodesh Baruch Hu before you go? Amar Yaakov Barav Chisla zu tefilas haderech. That's what we commonly call tefilas haderech. Amar Yaakov Barav Chisla kol yotze l'derech tzorach l'espalo tefilas haderech. Whenever a person is going out on the road, they have to first say tefilas haderech. So my tefilas haderech. What is this tefilas haderech? Yiratam l'fenecha Hashem Elokai shetolicheni l'shalom v'tatzideni l'shalom. V'tasmecheni l'shalom v'tatzileni mikav kola oyev ha'orev baderech v'tishlach bracha b'maisa yadai v'titneni l'cheni l'chesel rachem b'enecho v'enichol roai baruch atah Hashem shomea tefila. That Hashem should give me a peaceful trip and that I should be saved from any dangers that lurk out there on the road, and that I should have bracha, and Hashem should give me chen, chesed, rachamim in his eyes and in the eyes of everybody. So shomea tefila. That's how we finish off the tefila. So that is tefila saderech. Amr Abaye, Abaye says, I like the basic text of the tefillah, but one major change you need to make. Li'olam lishtif inish nafshe bahadei tzibura. Person should not daven a tefillah b'lashon yachid. He should daven a b'lashon rabim. And that way his tefillah will be more likely to be listened to. So hechi neima, what does it mean? A tefillah b'lashon rabim? Yiratzam l'fenecha Hashem elokeinu, shetolicheinu l'shalom. It's not Hashem elokai, shetolicheini l'shalom. It's Hashem elokeinu, shetolicheinu l'shalom, etc. And you just keep on bringing that forward throughout the rest of the tefillah. You keep that theme going forward. Emas matzli, when should a person say tefillas haderech? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisla, Misha shemahalich b'derech, from the time he goes out on the road. Ad kama, for how long, until when? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisla, ad parsa, until a parsa. So what does that mean? Ad kama, what's the Gemara asking, what's the Gemara answering? Says Rashi, ad kama zman l'spalel, until what time is still the zman that you can say tefillas haderech? Ad parsa, avalola achar shalach parsa, not after you're ready one parsa into your trip. If you're already past a parsa into your trip, then it's too late to say tefillas haderech. Sounds like no matter how long your trip is going to be, you may have 1,000 parcels left to go, but you're more than one parsa into it, you missed the boat, it's too late to say tefillas haderech. Ubahag mefarish, but Rashi quotes the Bahag who says, ad kam yevakish leilech sheit sarich lispalel. No, the Gemara's kasha isn't at what point have you missed it. The Gemara's kasha is, how long of a journey does the trip have to be to warrant a tefillas haderech? If I drive 2 blocks away, does that require tefillas haderech? How long of a trip does the whole trip have to be to warrant tefillas haderech? And that's what the Gemara says. Ad parsa, afilu ein lelelech, ela ad parsa. Even if you only need to go one parsa worth of a trip. Aval derech pachos mi parsa, ein tzarech lispalel tefillah zu. But less than a parsa, one would not have to be mispalel this tefillah. So the question that all of the Achronim ask on Rashi is, how does Rashi make sense? The Bahag makes plenty of sense that in order to say tefillas haderech, you need a derech in front of you to say a bracha about. But why does Rashi make sense? If you still have a long way to go, you still have plenty of derech in front of you. So why can't you say, granted, I didn't say tefillas haderech for my first parsa or two. Good, but now I still have a big derech in front of me. Why can't I say tefillas haderech on the road that lies ahead? The Rush already raises this question. Pnei Yeshua discusses this. So first of all, Rabbi Yonah in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph B'Daf Erif says that Rashi is just saying that ideally you should say it within the first parsa, but he understands Rashi is saying that b'di'eved you would still be able to say it after the first parsa. But the Ra'ah understands Rashi, what we would say probably is kipshuto, that no, Rashi is saying ad kama, and if you didn't say it in the first parsa, you missed it. You can't say it afterwards. So it's machlokes Rishonim what Rashi even means. But assuming Rashi Rashi means what we thought he means, that once you pass the first parsa, it's too late. So is there any defense for Rashi? What's the svara for this? So the Pnei Yeshua suggests that a person who's traveling on the road, there's another Gemara. The Gemara tells us that if a person is traveling on the road and he's unable to focus, he shouldn't daven. So Pnei Yeshua suggests this relates to that. Once you've been on the road for too long a time, you're not able to focus. And if you can't focus, it's not that there's no mashmos to your tefillas haderech. There's mashmos to it because you still have all this derech in front of you, but you have no ability to say tefillas haderech. You need a certain amount of concentration to say tefillas haderech, and the assumption is once you're on the road for that long, you're not able to say tefillas haderech. The Pnei Yeshua points out the Bahag would respond that, I'm not sure if the Pnei Yeshua points out or if others point this out, the Bahag would respond that, yeah, typically when you're on the road, you need to focus on your tefillah and you're not going to be able to, and it's going to be distracting. But when the tefillah is about the derech, adarab, it's going to put your mind at ease. You're going to feel much more comfortable having daven takadosh baruch hu, that you'll be that the derech will go okay. So that's one defense for Rashi. The other possibility as to why Rashi says that once you're in it by a parsa, it's too late, is look at the lashon that we had in introducing the concept of tefillas derech. Himalech bekon chavetzei. Himalech means to ask permission. Well, it's a little late to ask permission if you're already halfway there. So maybe that's what the Meiri points out. The reason why after a parsa you can't say tefillas derech is not because you don't have a derech. You have plenty of a derech in front of you. But what kind of chutzpah is that? You're asking permission after you already did it, after you already parsa into the road. So that's why it's inappropriate to say tefillas derech at that point in time once you're already so far into the road. The Shulchan Aruch, which is fine, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Where is it? The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, yeah. Omer osa achar shehechzik bederech, Shulchan Aruch sim kuf yod siv zayin. A person should say it after he's already out on the road. Ve'ein lo omer elim kein yesh lo leilich parso. You only say it if you have a parso to go still. Avol pachus mi parso liyachdom bebaruch. If you're going less than a parso, you should not be chosim bebaruch. You shouldn't say the Shem Hashem. And then in parentheses, the Rama adds, so essentially, like the Bahag, you need to travel a parsa, but we should be machmir pshitas Rashi that you should say lechadchila within the first parsa. But if you didn't say it, you could say it so long as you're still out on the road at any point. Obviously, if you're within the last parsa when you're right next to the city. So at that point in time, it's already too late to say it, so that if you want to say it at that point in time, then you would say it without a bracha. The other issue that the Achronim discussed, the Tzlach points out, Himalich b'kon chavetzei means ask permission. So I could ask permission, but how do I know if I got permission? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to tell me if I have permission or not. So the Tzlach suggests that this may be, that the answer to this may be based on what they said. The Gemara tells us later on, Daf Lamed Daled, about Rabbi Chanina Bar Dosa, that when he would be mispallel for a chola, he'd be able to say, oh yeah, that chola that I was mispallel for, he's going to get better, that one's not going to get better, that one is. And they would say, how did you know that this one, how would you know, how do you know that this one's going to get better, that one's not? And he would say that if his tefillah was shkura b'piv, if it came out fluently, without him stumbling, then he knew that the tefillah was makubal. If the tefillah was not shkura b'piv, he wasn't able to say it fluently, then he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't makabal the tefillah. So Tzach suggests, maybe that's the din of tefillah sederech, that you say the tefillah sederech and you see how it comes out. And if it comes out clearly and it comes out fluently, then you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabelit. Otherwise, you have to take it as a no and not take that trip. So you have the whole family all packed in the car, you're all ready to go, and you say tefillah sederech and you mispronounce some of the words. Children, the vacation is cancelled. So Tzlach says, no, you shouldn't necessarily do that. That's only for the Tanoim and Amoraim. They knew very well that was a siman for them. For us, it could just be we're not so fluent in Hebrew. So for us, it's not necessarily a raya, one way or the other, whether the tefillah is shkura b'piv. In Rav Yashiv Shirum, it says, they asked Rav Yashiv, why isn't this a chashash of bracha levatala? You can say tefillah derech with a bracha, and then it's not going to come out so fluently, and you can say, oh, I guess we're not going on the road. Well, then it's a bracha levatala, because you made a bracha on going out on the road. So Rav Yashiv said on the spot, Ritva in Chulin daf kuf vav amid aleph. It's quoted in the Shari Tshuva in Siman Kuf Memches and Shulchan Aruch. If a person makes a bracha al netilas yadayim, he washes, makes a bracha al netilas yadayim, then he says, you know what? carbs. I already had my servings of carbs for today. I don't know if I could have more bread. I'm not going to eat bread. Not a bracha levatala, says the Ritva. Why? Because at the time that you washed, you fully intended to eat bread. The fact that you later changed your mind does not make it a bracha levatala. Now, one could be mechalik, that over there, at the time you were eating, you washed, you had full intention to eat bread. Whereas over here, when you're saying Tehillat Sederach, you don't know what your intention is. You want to go on the road, but you're still leaving it up in the air. You're leaving it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on how fluently your tefillah comes out. So what you have to say is that no, you have decided to go on the road. You are going on the road. It's just that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stop you, he's going to stop you. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stop you by making your tefillah not so fluent, so then he'll stop you. There is a discussion in the Poskim also about airplane travel, whether that requires Tehillat Sederach in the contemporary Poskim. So in Tshuvas Ber Moshe, in the Kuntros Electric, in Simon Pei Gimel, he says, that's how we travel. So when you travel on the road, so you say Tefillat Sederach. Rav Shechter writes, Nefesh HaRav, B'Shem Rav Salvechik, that perhaps once you get used to airplane travel and it becomes something that's not a big deal for a person to do, meaning where you don't feel a certain sense of pachad, so maybe you don't say Tefillat Sederach. It says in Rav Salvechik, B'Shanim HaRishonos K'Shenasa Haluch V'Shov Mi Boston to New York, Tamid Na'ag Lamar Tefillat Sederach. In his first years, when he used to travel back and forth between Boston and New York, so he always said Tefillat Sederach. Ach Chavor Har B'Shanim Misragel Kol Chachla Nasiya Baviron Ad Shelo Hayu. It became such a force of habit. He traveled every single week from Boston to New York to say Shiurim. So there was no sense of pacha, there was no sense of fear. And if there's no sense of fear, he held it's not shaykh, the whole inyan of Tehillat Sederach. Tehillat Sederach is directly connected to the lines of the Gemara that we finished with yesterday of davening be'es tzara, that you're davening in a difficult situation. And that's what that's a kimot the Ramban writes in the Asagas of Sefer HaMitzvos. Mitzvah, hey, that there's a din miyuchah to daven whenever there's a makom sakana, whenever there's an eis tzara. That's what Tefillat Sederach is. If it's not a makom sakana, not an eis tzara, then you wouldn't daven. So those are the two basic approaches. The Debrezina Rav and Bar Moshe, that Avadi, you do say Tefillat Sederach on the plane, or Salvechik, that it depends if it's an eis tzara or not. But the wild shita is the Ragachav. The Ragachav is quoted in Ishim Vashitos, in Rav Zevin's Ishim Vashitos, that he says, what do you mean? Whether you say Tefillat Sederach and on a plane, it's a Gemara in Chulin Kufla Metesam and Beis. What does the Gemara say? Matza kan biyam chayv bishiluach. If you find a nest by the sea, you have to do shiluach akan. Because the pasuk says, Ko Amar Hashem anosin biyam derech. It says that there could be a derech in the yam. And the mitzvah of shiluach akan is when you find a kan ba derech. So it makes sense. Elameata matza kan bashamayim. But frankly, Gemara, wait a second. What if you find a kan in shamayim? Dichsiv derech nesher bashamayim. And it says that the derech of the eagle is in shamayim. Hachinami di b'chayv b'shuluach hakan. The Gemara says, "What are you chayv in shuluach hakan?" Says the Gemara, "Derech nesher ikri, derech stam alo ikri." In Shemayim, it's called derech nesher; it's not called derech stam. So the Ragashav said, "You see, it's enough in the Gemara that the Shemayim is not called the derech. So you don't say tefillas a derech on an airplane. It's only called derech nesher. It's not the derech of a normal human being." So the Rav Zevin was trying to make the point how the Ragashav had instant recall of Gantz Shas at his fingertips when he would give a psak and a sugi. A psugi and shiluach hakan to paskin and brachos tavlam in Tefillat Sederach, but immediately that was what his mind went to. Others give it as a source. I think Rav Avadi Yosef writes, and that's why we generally don't paskin like the Ragachav, because it's very creative. It's very brilliant. But come on, I mean what is derech over there? Rav Avadi says he doesn't think the Ragachav meant it seriously. He was just trying to show you that whatever he's trying to show you something, but that he doesn't think the Ragachav could have meant that literally. Okay, so the Gemara goes on. The Heichi Matzila. How should a person daven Tefillat Sederach? Rav Chisda Amar Mu'umad, Rav Sheish Amar Afilu Mahalich. Rav Chisda says when you're standing up, meaning lav davka standing up, means when you're in one place, you shouldn't be moving when you're saying Tefillat Sederach. And Rav Sheish says, even as you're moving, you can say Tefillat Sederach.
the Rav Chisav, Rav Sheshes, Rav Kazi, Borcha, Rav Chisav, Rav Sheshes were traveling. Come Rav Chisav, Kamatzi. So Rav Chisav got up and he davened. Amar Rav Sheshes, Shamei, Maika, Avid Rav Chista. So Rav Sheshes said to Shamish, hey, how's Rav Chisav saying Tfilas Derech? Amar Lei, Kayu Matzi, standing still and davening. Amar Lei, Ukmanami Diva Atzli. Okay, so let's stop and we'll daven that way too. Miyostav, I'll take Rara. Might as well do what he's doing. Meaning, even though I hold that you're allowed to continue traveling and say it on the road, but you know, if that's what he's doing, that's what I'll do as well. That's the Tosos writes, we pass on the Rav Sheshes that even when you're traveling, when we accept the pasuk of Yosef, Rav Chista, but others paskin like Rav Chista. Good, so Tosos doesn't really help us much, just lets us know that there's a machlokas rishonim about this, who we should pass on, actually pass on like Rav Yosef, like Rav Chista or Rav Sheshes. In Shulchan Aruch, Sim Kuf Yud, Sif Dalet, Hayotze L'derech Yispal, Yerotzom L'fnach Hashem L'kenir, V'elkev Shalchen L'shalom, V'tzarech L'omer B'loshen Rabim, V'im Efshar Yamon Milelech Shiyomarna. So it's Shulchan Aruch passing some sort of compromise. If it's possible, you should be machmil chachila to stay in one place. If it's not possible, so then keep on traveling. So Pashtus is what he's saying is that even the shita that held that you're supposed to, that you're allowed to keep on traveling, stopped and said in one place when he saw that that's what his chaver was doing. So we're passing. Of course, you're allowed to continue traveling and saying it. But even Rav Sheshes himself would stop when that's what Rav Chista was doing. Mishabur over there in Sifkat Nechav Bez, Nechav Gimel says that if it's a big tircha, you can say it's sitting, but you should stop the animal you're riding on. Again, meaning Amida doesn't necessarily mean Amida, means in one place. But ideally, it should be by Amida as well. Obviously, if you're in a plane or in a car, then you stay certainly in a car. Then you stay seated. You can't stand up in the middle. Rav Sturmbach and Chuvas Van Hagels Chel Gimel Simanayin Vav says a good skula to have a safe trip is to take Tfilas HaDerech so seriously that you pull over on the side of the road and you stand up and you get out of your car and you say Tfilas HaDerech. He says V'chein Nahakti in Shuvas Hanok Schel Gimel Sumanayin Vav V'chein Nahakti Lim Tfilas HaDerech Til Chadchili Yesh Levarich Mu'umad V'alkein Ani Mivakish Men Ahag La'atzor V'ani Yotze Mivarich Tfilas HaDerech Mu'umad. He says I think Lechadchili should be standing up. I always ask the driver to stop, pull over, and I get out of the car and I say it's standing up. V'nogu Kein Kam Gedolim v'tzadikim baratzenu akadosha, and that's what many gedolim do in Eretz Yisrael. Ukfisha kabalti zegufa skula niflaa sheyinatzel mituunos v'chayos raos. He says this is an unbelievable skula to be saved from accidents and from wild beasts. And then he puts in parentheses shekolol nahagim mechonit shemisnagim k'chayos raos rachmana litzlan. What wild beasts am I talking about? Israeli cab drivers. V'yesh l'shtad delasos kain, and you should try to do this. Okay, that's Rav Sternberg's take. So ma'ikabin havinayin litzilik sara says. What's the difference between Havinenu and Tfilah Ketzara? Estos, what do you mean, what's the difference? Big difference between them. Tfilah Ketzara, you only say B'makom Sakana. That's what we were just discussing at the end of yesterday's stuff. Havinenu, you misspell even not B'makom Sakana. Havinenu is the abridged version of Shemona Esrei. So what do you mean, what's the difference? So Tfilah says, no. Aside from that, I mean, we're asking what's given that you say Havinenu in a different circumstance than you say Tefillah Ketzara, is there any difference in terms of the kiyum of Tefillah between Havinenu and Tefillah Ketzara? So says the Gemara, yeah, the difference is as follows: Havinenu by the Tzul Gimel Kamaisa v'Gimel Basraisa. When you say Havinenu, you have to say the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei and the last three brachos of Shemona Esrei as well. V'chimati l'beisa lo by l'madre l'tzliya. When you get back home, you don't have to daven again. But Tefillah Ketzara lo by l'tzul lo by Gimel Kamaisa v'lo Gimel Basraisa. When you're saying Tefillah Ketzara, you just say that Tefillah that Hashem should save you. You don't say the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei, the last three brachos of Shemona Esrei, v'chimati l'beisi, bal demed l'tzuyeh. But then when you get back home, you're going to have to daven again. Why? So Rashi explains, because Havinenu is an abridged Shemona Esrei. So it counts as Shemona Esrei. You already daven Shemona Esrei, you're not going to say it again. Tefillah Ketzara has nothing to do with Shemona Esrei. As Rashi says, Shari Lois spelled Klumit Tefillah Shemona Esrei. When he said Tefillah Ketzara, you didn't say anything about Shemona Esrei. So, Mele, when you get back home, you're going to have to daven again. V'hilchus Havinenu Mu'umad Tefillah Ketzara Ben Mu'umad Ben Mahalech. And the halach is Havinenu has to be Dafka said Mu'umad, and Tefillah Ketzara is Ben Mu'umad Ben Mahalech. Could be said while you're going, while you're standing in one place. And again, this is relates to the fact that Havinenu is a Shemona Esrei. It's a miniature Shemona Esrei. So that's why it has to Dafka be said Mu'umad, whereas Tefillah Ketzara is not a miniature Shemona Esrei. Shmona Esrei, and therefore it could be said Bein Mu'umad Bein Mahalich. Hayirochiv El Chamar, if a person is riding on a donkey, so the Mishnah had said if a person is riding on a donkey, that was one of the halachos of Kavana that we mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Chesam Beis. So what he should do is get down from the donkey V'yispal and Davin. If he can't get down from the donkey, Yachzer Espanov, he should turn his face toward the Yerushalayim, and if he can't even do that, at least have Kavana Kineged the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's the halacha of someone riding on a donkey. So says the Gemara, a person's riding on a donkey and comes to man tefillah. If you have someone who will hold on to your donkey for you while you daven, so good, have them do that, and you could get down from the donkey and daven. Otherwise, stay in where you are and daven. Rabbi Yomer ben kach ben kach yeshuvim kom vispal. Fishen daitim yishavaslov. Rabbi holds, even if you have someone who could watch the animal for you, still stay where you are and daven, because you're not going to be able to have proper kavana otherwise. You're not going to be able to focus at all if someone is watching your donkey for you. I'm Rav Itam Rav Shubin Levi, Halach Karebi. So Rav says, and some say Rav Shubin Levi, that we pass like Rebbe, that you have to worry first about Kavana, more so than about standing up for the tefillah. Tan Rabbanon, Suma, Umisha in Yachal Chavina Saruchos, Yachavin Libu Kneg Rav Shubashmaim. If someone is blind or is unable to know which direction to face, so they just have in mind that the davening to Hashem, Shem Vespalel Hashem. Hayomid b'chutz la'aretz, yichavin asli b'kneged Eretz Yisrael. If a person is standing in chutz la'aretz, he should have kavana toward Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar v'spalu elecha derech artzam. Hayomid b'Eretz Yisrael. If a person is davening in Eretz Yisrael, yichavin asli b'kneged Yerushalayim, he should have kavana toward Yerushalayim. Shenemar v'yispalu el Hashem derech yir Hashem b'charta. The city is the focus. Hayomid b'Yerushalayim, yichavin asli b'kneged Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar v'spalu el Abayis Hazeh. If you're standing in Yerushalayim, so then your kavana should be toward the Beis HaMikdash. Hayomid b'Beis HaMikdash. If you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to sleep, you connect the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then your Kavanah should be toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shnem v'spalu l'makom hazeh. Hayom Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to sleep, you connect the Beis HaKaporos. If you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you could have Kavanah toward the Beis HaKaporos, toward the actual Kaporos, the covering of the Aron, right? The holiest place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hayom v'achor Beis HaKaporos, let's say you're standing on the other side, yiratzmo kivu l'fnei HaKaporos, meaning you face back toward the l'fnei HaKaporos. Nimsa omid b'mizrach, makser part of the Marav, b'Marav, makser part of the Mizrach. If you follow along, it turns out, if you're on the eastern side of the Beis HaMikdash, you face toward the west. If you're on the western side of the Beis HaMikdash, you face toward the east. The fact that we have Mizrach signs is just because of where we're located on this earth. But if one is located south of Eretz Yisrael, they'd face north, and north of Eretz Yisrael, they'd face south. B'Darom, makser part of the Tzavim, Tzavim, makser part of the Darom. Nimtzu Kal Yisrael, mechaven es libo m'makom echad. All of Kal Yisrael is being mechaven themselves, is gearing themselves, directing themselves, all to the same place. Amar Rabbi Yavin Vitem Rabbi Vina Mikra, Kemigdal David Savrech, Banu Talpios. Tell Shakol Pios Ponimbo, the mound that all mouths are facing toward, that we all turn toward. So it is interesting. Why does he keep on saying, it wouldn't have been shorter to say, wherever you are, face the Beis HaKaporos? Right? Wouldn't that solve the problem? I mean, the Beis HaKaporos is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why do we have to say, if I'm a Chutz La'aretz, I should face Eretz Yisrael. If I'm an Eretz Yisrael, I should face Yerushalayim. So it could be some sort of mussar about you can't jump too many levels, that if you're in Chutz La'aretz, so the highest Kedusha you could hope for is the next level of Kedusha. It's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, that your tefillah should be infused with that type of Kedusha. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you could strive for more. Or it could be just a din, that in terms of how exact, how precise does one have to be in terms of where they face? Do you have to angle yourself directly, connect to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, wherever you are on earth? That's going to be very, very difficult to figure out. But the general vicinity. So if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you know which general direction Eretz Yisrael is without having to know exactly the angle where you're hitting Dafka Yerushalayim, or where you're hitting Dafka the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, okay, so then you can be a little more precise in the direction that you face. But the general direction should be in, if you're off by a degree or two on the angle, so it's not the end of the world. Maybe that's what it's saying la halacha. Now it is interesting when the Rambam quotes this halacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perkei Halacha Gimel quotes the whole brisa, except he leaves out Hayomid Bebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes Halacha and Simit Sadi Dalid, leaves out if you're standing in Kodesh HaKadoshim, and also leaves out if you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash, where you should face. So Shulchan Aruch, we understand why he leaves out if you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Shulchan Aruch is written for only those halachas that are Noeg Bezman Hazeh. We're no longer Noeg, but we don't unfortunately don't have a Beis HaMikdash b'zman hazeh, so there's not going to be anyone standing in the Beis HaMikdash b'zman hazeh. Not only do we not have an actual Beis HaMikdash, we're not allowed to go on the Makom HaMikdash b'zman hazeh. So the Shulchan Aruch, we understand, it's not knowing b'zmanenu to even say Hayom Beis HaMikdash. That's why he leaves it out. The Rambam is a little more challenging, because the Rambam generally paskins the halachos at Lidoros as well. He paskins all the halachos of Karbanos and everything else. So why is it that the Rambam will leave out the din of Hayom Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim and include the din of Hayom Beis HaMikdash? What's the Rambam coming to do? So Rav Eliashiv explains that this din of Hayom Beis HaMikdash is true even la'achar Korban HaBayis, meaning the din of after Korban HaBayis, the Yerushalmi says they still had Efer Parah L'Yitareh Bo, so it still go through the whole process, and therefore this din was knowing even la'achar Korban. But b'zman hazeh, where we don't even have Efer Parah, so the Shulchan Aruch leaves it out. But the din of Hayom Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim is not shayach at all, because no one could ever go in the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, so that's why the Rambam leaves it out. Good, so it's not shayach at all, the din of Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why did the Braisa say it then? If it's not shayach at all, no one's allowed in the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what's the Braisa talking about? So says Rav Eliashiv, no, the Tana of the Braisa holds Mishkachas L'Shiyah Mutu L'Zar L'Ikanis L'Kodesh HaKadoshim, that sometimes you could have a heter for a Zar to go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How so? This is Machlokas Rambam Raivin in the sixth parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Halachas Yidal through Tezayin, about Kedushas HaMikdash B'Zman HaZeh. The Rambam's Kedushas HaMikdash is still Kayom B'Churbano, and if someone goes into the Mikdash B'Tumah B'Zman HaZeh, he's Chayv Kares. The Raivin holds, no, the Kedushas HaMikdash Pakal Le'ach Churbano, it already went away, and there's no Chiyah for someone who's Nichlas Sham B'Tumah. The Machlokas is really Machlokas Tanayim M'Sechas Vachim, whether Makriv V'Nafal Pishein Bayis. So now it comes out very well. The Tana, the Braisa holds that B'Churbano, like the Raivin, the Kedusha's gone, and therefore you're allowed to go there B'Tumah. So he mentions the din, Yehoyahu Mid Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, because Bizmanenu, the Tana of the Braisa holds, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to go in Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the Rambam would say, it's not Nogea Bizman HaZeh, because you can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because we still have the original Kedusha. The Kedusha is not Paka Bizman HaZeh, it has not left, so you're never allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the din of Omid Beis HaMikdash, that was still Shaykh after the Chorban HaBayis. Okay, says the Gemara further now, at the two dots. Tar Rabbanan, right in the middle page. No, we're past that. Way past that. Two dots, the third wide line. Avuah d'Shmuel, okay. Avuah d'Shmuel v'Levi, ki avabayi l'mepek l'orcha, hav mekadmi matzli. Avuah d'Shmuel and Levi, when they would go out on the road, they would daven early. Mekadmi matzli. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Before Amud HaShachar. Very early. Tos says, no, that can't be, because you're not Yotzi Tefillah at all before Amud HaShachar. It's not Yom at all. So he says, no, Rabbeinu Chananel holds, Misha'ol Amud HaShachar, but before HaNetzachama. HaNetzachama is the Yikr's man. They're davening a little earlier than that. That's what they would do. They would daven after Amud HaShachar. V'chiav Matz Zman Kriya Shema Karu, when it came time for Zman Kriya Shema, then they would say Kriya Shema. So come on, Kietana, Detanya, Hishkum Latz Nedarkum Vin Lo Shofar V'Tokea, Lulav Menanea, Megillah V'Karibo, U'Mishiyah Zman Kriya Shema Kore, that if you have to leave very early, so you could do all the mitzvot hayom very early before you leave, and when it comes time for Kriya Shema, so you say Kriya Shema on the road. Hishkim Leisha Bekar Nobasfina, if a person goes out early on a wagon or on a boat, Mispali Shadavnik, she gives my Kriya Shema Kore, and when it comes about Kriya Shema, you'll say Kriya Shema. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Beinkaf Beinkaf, Kor Kriya Shema Mispal, Kadish Yismachul Lutfila. Now, either way, you should be Kor Kriya Shema Mispal, so that you can be Somachul Lutfila. So, Mikamifli, what are they arguing about? Marsav Tfilum Umaradif, Umarsav Mispal. Meaning, is it better to daven before you hit the road, or better to daven on the road when you say Kriya Shema? It all matters what you hold is more important. If you hold Tefillah Ba'amida is more important, send daven before you hit the road. If you hold Smich School Tefillah is more important, send daven on the road when you're saying Kriya Shema. Marem Marzutra Avimichnefi Be'asar B'Shabbat Derigla Umatzlu V'Hadr Nafkal Lepirka. Marem Marzutra would gather a small minion together on the Shabbos of the Regel, and they would daven, and then they would go and say the shir. Rashi explains that before Atzeres and Sukkot and Pesach, before the Regalim, they would say these long shiurim on the halachos of the Regel. and the darshanim would start very early, and everyone would be in the Beis Medrash all day. When it came time for Kriya Shema, the darshan would keep on darshaning, and people would go one by one, would walk out for a few minutes and say Kriya Shema. But what did the darshan do? What did he himself do? So that's what the Gemara is telling us. They would be ma'asef a minyan in the morning before they would go to the Beis Medrash. They would say Kriya Shema and daven with smich school tefillah, and then they would go and say the drash all day. Rav Ashi matzav adi tzibur biyachin miyushav. Rav Ashi would daven there while he was saying the shir, sitting down. Rashi explains what he would do is he would have a meturgeman who would announce loudly everything that he was saying. So normally he would go phrase by phrase with the meturgeman, but at one point he would just go say like three or four paragraphs to the meturgeman, and then let the meturgeman scream it out loud. And while the meturgeman was saying, while he had that long pause while the meturgeman was going, he would be able to say Shema and Shemon Esrei while he was sitting down. But then when he came back home, he would daven standing up. Like we mentioned yesterday, B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik, that apparently you are mekayim mitzvah tefillah miyushav, but there's a separate kiyum of tefillah mu'umad, and that he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah tefillah mu'umad. But that's at least it seems how the Rambam understands it, because the Rambam lists amongst the eight things that a person needs to be careful about when he davens is a person, amida is one of them, that if you're yoshev, it's no good, you have to be standing up. Nevertheless, the Rambam says that even if you have someone to hold your animal for you, don't get off your animal and daven, you can daven be yeshiva. So apparently there is a kiyum of tefillah be yeshiva, but nevertheless when you get back home you daven again ba'amida, because there's a separate kiyum of tefillah ba'amida. Amri the Rabban of Love and Mark Maremar Marzutra. So Rabban said to Ravashi, why didn't you just do like Maremar and Marzutra did? They had the anhaga that they would gather a minion beforehand and daven. Amru Trichli Milsa. He says, no, it's too difficult to do that. Meaning, what does that mean? Trichli Mils says, what do you mean it's too difficult? Get a minion together. You have to daven with a minion. So says Rashi, la'achar beis hamedrash ad she'espalo. Because by definition, the shir is going to start later then. I don't want to be matriach l'ol tzibur to be waiting for me for the shir to start. The love and mark avod d'shmol v'levi. So why didn't you at least do like avod d'shmol v'levi and daven really, really early? So amalu lo chazinu l'rabban k'shishi minan davdi hachi. Says, I never saw the older rabbis do this, that they could daven so early. Maybe that's what Rashi says before amud ha'shachar, meaning that's scandalous. You can daven so early, telling this man tefillah. I never saw that's what the Rabbanim did. Okay, Mishnah. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, ein tefillas musaf in el b'chaver ir. Musaf can only be said when you have chaver ir. What's chaver ir? Says Rashi, lo tikno el b'tzibur. You need a minion. Chaver ir chabura si ir av lo liyachid. Now, why is it dafka musaf that we'd have a havamina or a shita that you can't, you're not permitted to daven musaf b'yachidus, it has to dafka be b'chaver ir. So we just discussed a couple of dapim ago how tefillos are connected avos tiknum and connected tmidim tiknum. Now connected avos is because they're tachnunim and we're asking for things and we're davening for things. Musaf though only has one element. Musaf is connected to carbon, a carbon at tzibur. So if it's connected to carbon at tzibur, it's not a dinin a yachid. It's a dinin at tzibur. A yachid doesn't say a tefillah of musaf, but the other tefillos aside from the carbon tzibur shebo, the fact that it's connected to carbon tamid, there's also the tachnunim that the yachid has to say. So that's why Musaf is going to be different. The Chamram Chavir v'Shlo B'Chavir. The Chamram say whether you have a minion, you don't have a minion, you can daven Musaf. Rabbi Yudah Amar B'Shmol Kol Makom Sheisham Chavir Yir Yachid Patam Tefilas Musaf. Rabbi Yudah says anytime there is a Chavir Yir, a Yachid doesn't have to daven Musaf. So says Gemara Rabbi Yudah in the Tanakama. Isn't Rabbi Yudah saying the same thing as the Tanakama, that whenever there is a Chavir Yir, you're Patam from Tefilas Musafin because you can only daven Musaf B'Chavir Yir. No, Ikabinayu Yachid Shlo B'Chavir Yir. No, they both agree that the Tzibur is going to say Musaf when there is a Tzibur. What if you're not part of that tzibur? You're home and you're not b'chaver ir. So Tanakama sav pater. Tanakama would say you're pater. Rabbi Yudah sav chayiv, and Rabbi Yudah would say you're chayiv. You live in a city where there's no minion. Is the way Rashi understands it. According to the Tanakama, Alibid Rabbi Lazar, they were never misakin musaf because there's no minion. According to Rabbi Yudah, a yachid is only pater when there's a shliach tzibur that's davening on behalf of the entire tzibur, and that's it. Amrav Unu Bar Chinna, Amrav Chia Bar Rav. Halach Rabbi Yudah Shom Mishum Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah. Halach Zak Rabbi Yudah Mishum Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah. Amrav Rabbi Chia Bar Avin Shaper Kamer. Damer Shmuel Miyami La Metzil Metzil Sudu Musafin Biyachin. He says you're saying correctly because in my day I never ever daven Musaf Biyachidus. Ben Arda in Arda Levarme Hu Yoma Dasal Pumusa Demalcha Lamasa. Except for that one day when the soldiers of the king came into the town. Vatridu Rabbanu Vlotzalu Vatzali Biyachid Vavayachid Shlo B'Chavriyer. Except for that one day when the Tzibur couldn't been davening, and I was davening in Yechidus, so I was a Yachid Shalom B'chavrir. Yasu Rabbi Chanin, V'kar Kamed Rabbi Yana, V'yasu V'kamar, Halach Rabbi Dushomer Shemel Bezer Ben Azariah. So Yosu said, the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, who's in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amalei po kra karech levra. He says, that's what you're telling me? Go teach that outside. Don't bring any of that into my base medrash. Dein alach Rabbi Yudasham Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Because Allah is not like Rabbi Yudah in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Niri Isias Rabbi Yanai, Ditzali Vahaditzali. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I saw that Rabbi Yanai would daven twice. He daven once and then daven again. Why would he daven twice? Must be that once was Shachrus, once was Musaf. So it must be that we don't have like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He was davening b'yichidus. He was davening musaf. How do you know that he was davening musaf? Maybe the second time he wasn't davening musaf. He was davening shachris, but the first time he davened was without kavana. So he felt that he wasn't yotzei his tefillah. He needed daven again in order to be yotzei tefillah. So Amalei. So he said, Chazim man gaver rabba de kamaser elai. He says, this wasn't just stam that somebody said that this is what Rabbi Yanai did. Rabbi Yochanan said this about Rabbi Yanai. If Rabbi Yochanan is saying this about Rabbi Yanai, you can bet that Rabbi Yochanan was medayik in the story first. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan knew which questions to ask. He didn't just see a hanhaga and just run with it and take one of 10 possibilities of what Rabbi Yanai might have been doing. He obviously clarified the matter with Rabbi Yanai. That's a very important yesod. Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan shayda al davar yafa dikdek shebishvil tila samusaf anaisa. That Rabbi Yochanan was very careful to make sure he got the story straight and why and what the background was and why the gadol was doing that. So otherwise, just tell the gadol story. Rav Shechter writes this in the introduction to one of the volumes of Nefesh Harav and Mipnei Harav or Divrei Harav of the Anhagos of Rav Soloveitchik, and he says he tries to quote who he heard the story from because Chazim man gavra b'kamasad alei. Some of the stories you hear from people who maybe aren't so yet. The reliability of the story and what it means and what the situation was really depends on who's telling the story. If it's someone who's Talmud Chacham in his own right and knows what could have been the underlying meaning of the story, so then it's much more meaningful than if you just stam here Maisa. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Afgav Davalu Tzleiser BeKnishta BeTveria, Love Masel Ben Yamud Dehechad Avagarsi. We already had a sugya about this. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, even though they had 13 shuls in Tveria, they would always daven dafka in the place where they would learn. It's a special kiyum of davening in a place where you learn. We saw in Rabbeinu Yonah's Machlokas Rishonim. Does that mean that you should daven in the place where you learn even without a minion? Or is it saying, no, assuming there's a minion there, so even a smaller minion in a place where you learn is better than a larger minion that's not in a place where you learn. We could sacrifice Barovam for it, but not sacrifice a minion. Machlokas Rishonim in Rabbeinu Yonah at the beginning of the Masechta. Itmar, Rav Yitzchak bar Avdim Mishum Rabbeinu Amar, Halach Rabbi Yudah Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Pasnik Rabbi Yudah Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Tzali Vada Tzali, Rabbi Chia Barabba would daven twice. Amar Rabbi Zeir, my time of Marach, he said, why are you davening twice? Ile Mishum Dolkivin Mardaita, Evam Rabbi Lazar Lalim Yimra, the Masatzma, Yachal Chavin Asli Bispal, and Lavali Spal. If it's because you were afraid you're not going to have Kavana, well, come on, why didn't you have Kavana? Don't you know that before you daven, you're supposed to figure it out. Am I going to be able to have Kavana? Am I not going to be able to have Kavana? If you're able to have Kavana, daven. If you're not going to be able to have Kavana, don't even start. So why did you even start davening if you didn't have Kavana? El Dolo Itkor Mar Derech Yarcha. Oh, maybe the reason you're davening twice is because you forgot Yalav Yavu the first time. V'atanya, we have Brisa, Tavolo Hiskir Shal Rosh Chodesh B'Shachris Ein Machzir Noso Reshiach Olam Mimusafin V'Musafin Ein Machzir Noso Reshiach Olam Mimincha. If you forget Yalav Yavu, don't worry, you'll catch it in the next tefillah. So you don't have to repeat Shachris, just catch it in Musaf. You'll catch mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Musaf. If you get a Musaf, you'll mention it in Mincha. Amle Lavit Marla Am Rabbi Yochanan B'Tzibur Shanu. He says, no, don't you know B'Tzibur Shanu Tu Pshat and what that means? Says Rashi. This whole idea that you could just rely on, yeah, you'll get it in the next tefillah, is only if in this tefillah you're going to get it from the Shliach Tzibur also. It's only with that combination of being Yotzi from the Shliach Tzibur in this tefillah, plus you yourself will say it in the next tefillah, only then will it work. But if you're davening b'yichidus, you're not going to hear a shliach tzibur, so then you would have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. U'bahagim farishlo b'shat mishum tirchud the tzibur of liyachad hadar. The Bahag says no, but tzibur shanu means that only the shliach tzibur has such a din that he could just catch it in the next tefillah and not repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Because if the shliach tzibur has to go back, it's going to be matriach the entire tzibur. We don't do it to tirchud the tzibura. Kami yishab in tefillah the tefillah. How much time should you have? If you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, how much time should you give yourself between one tefillah and the next tefillah. Rav Huna, Rav Chisla, Chara Mekadesh Shetischonein Daito Olav, V'Chara Mekadesh Shetischolol Daito Olav. They use different terminology, Rashi says, but he, they both mean the same thing. They both mean that you should have Daito Miyusheves, that you should be able to be focused when you daven. It's just a question. Man Rav Mekadesh Shetischonein Daito Olav D'Chsives Chanan El Hashem, that the model of the idea of Kavana is learned from the words V'Eschanan El Hashem, so it's Shetischonein. Man Rav Mekadesh Shetischolol Daito Olav D'Chsiv Vayachal Moshe. So there's slightly different terminology, but says Rashi really means the same thing. Salvejik has a fantastic biur in terms of Tischon, and Tischon is a very long biur we don't have time for right now, but he has a whole arichus on this issue. Amrav Ananam Rav, Tavalu Hiskar Shal Rosh Chodesh Arvis, Ein Machziru Nosov. A person forgets to say Yalav Yavo at Mariv, so we don't make him say Shemon Esrei again. Lufi Shein Bezim Makachon Shodesh El Biyom, because Kiddush Chodesh only happened during the day. Amrav Eir, Mistavra Milsad Rav, B'chodesh Malay. He says that makes sense when it's a chodesh Malay. Av b'chodesh chaser machzir nosobar. If it's chodesh chaser, then you should have to say Shemon Esrei again. Because chodesh Malay, so you missed it on the first night of Rosh Chodesh, it's not really Rosh Chodesh anyway, so you'll get it the next night of Rosh Chodesh when it really is Rosh Chodesh. Amle Ravashi la Meimar, Michti Rav Taimaka Amar, Mali Chaser Mali Mali. He says, no, you didn't pay attention to the last half of Rav's sentence. Rav said that the reason you don't repeat Shemon Esrei when it's done at night is not because Mariv is Rishos or anything like that. It's because they weren't Mekadosh Chodesh Balayla. If you want to say it's because Mariv is on a lower level or something, so good. So you could say if it's Chodesh Mali and it's only first night of Rosh Chodesh, you can catch it tomorrow and Mariv is only Mariv. And so then, fine, then you could be Mechalik. But he said it's because they Mekadosh Chodesh Balayla. So you can't be Mechalik between Mali and Chaser. So Eloh, so it makes no difference whether it's Malach Chaser. That's the end of the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos. Should be noted, Rav Shechter often points out that when we say that if you forget it at Mariv, you don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei, so obviously we view that as a tremendous kula, that at Mariv there's a tremendous kula in Yalav Yavo. Rav Shechter points out on the flip side, if you just an obvious point, if you miss Yalav Yavo by Shachris, so you'll still be able to say Yalav Yavo, because you'll have to say Shemon Esrei again. If you miss Yalav Yavo by Mariv, then you're not even going to be able to say Yalav. So in a certain sense, it may be even more important to remember to say it by Mariv, because that's your one and only chance. If you miss it, you're done. You're not going to be able to say it. Okay, next parak. We begin the fifth parak of Maseches Brachos. Ein omdin l'spal el mitoch kovod rosh. Person should only daven with a sense of kovod rosh. Rashi says kovod rosh means hachna'a, a sense of humility you approach your tefillah with. Chasidim rishonim ayishon sha'achas m'spalim kadei she'yichavnu libam l'avim sh'pashmayim. Chasidim rishonim would wait one sha'a, 1 hour before davening, in order that they in the place that they were going to daven, in order to get in the right frame of mind for tefillah. Afilu amelch shol b'shlomo yeshivenu, even if the king asks how you're doing, you don't respond. Afilu nachush karach halakev lo yafsek, and even if there's a snake wrapped around your heel, you shouldn't stop in the middle of the tefillah. Minan imili, so says Gemara, how do I know this, that you should have a sense of kovod rosh? Gemara is going to give four possibilities how I know you have a sense of kovod rosh. Amar blaz domo kravayim vihi maras nefesh. Chana is the paradigm for tefillah, and she's described as Maras Nefesh. Says Mar Mimai, Dilma Chana Shaini, Davis Mira Libatuva. Maybe that's only for Chana, because she was suffering bitterly for not having any children. So Elam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanin Mehacha, second possibility. Vani Brav Chascha, Avo Vesecha, Eshtach, Valhech Kachcha, Biyira Secha. So you see it's with a sense of Yira that David HaMelech approaches. Says Mar Mimai, Dilma David Shaini, Davim Mitzar Nafshi, Barach Mituva. Maybe David felt that he had a lot to daven for because of he was afraid of his Averis or whatever else. So maybe that's why David had a certain sense. Elam Rabbi Shulba Levi, Rabbi Shulba Levi says the third possibility. Mehacha, Hishtach v'la Hashem b'hadras kodesh. Al tikri b'hadras, with hadar, ela b'charodas. Charoda, with fear, with trepidation. Says Mar Mimai, Dilma Leol Meimelech, Hadras mamish, ki ad Rabbi Yudav, Mitzayi Nafshi, v'adam atzli. Maybe it should really be read hadras, not charodas. And we're saying that you should have a sense of hadar, a sense of dignity when you approach your tefillah. You should dress in a dignified manner. You should look like you're a dignified person. Says Gemara in the fourth possibility. El Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak Mehacha. If do us Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'ra'ada. That it says you should serve Hashem b'yira and gilu b'ra'ada with trepidation. My v'gilu b'ra'ada, to celebrate with trepidation. Amar of Adbar Masa. Amar Abba b'makom gila sham te ra'ada. Where you have gila, that's exactly where you should have ra'ada. Meaning in your tefillah. Abaye of Yosef Kameh the Rabba Chazir Dav Kabadach Tuva. Abaye was sitting by Rabba, and he saw that Rabba was overly joyful. So Amar Vigilu Barada Ksiv. He says, "What are you doing?" It says Vigilu Barada. Amar Lei Anot Tefillin Menachna. He says, "No, it's okay for me because I'm wearing tefillin." Says Maritz Chayis over here. The Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Tefillin Halach Chafei says, "Calls man that a person has tefillin Barosho and Al Zroo who Anav Yirei Shemayim Veinu Nimshach B'schok." A person is going to be an anav, and he's not going to be involved in sicha betela. He's not going to be involved in schok. The mefarshim don't know where the Rambam gets this from. Says Maritz Chayis, gets from here. They said to him, "Why are you so smiley? Don't you realize you should be davening? You have to have a certain sense of kavod rosh." He says, "Yeah, I'm safe. I have my tefillin on, and if I have my tefillin on, I'm safe to have that sense of kavod rosh." That's one important point. Do I have another minute? I have 30 seconds. Gilu Bara'ada, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah just points out that it's a very unusual emotion of Gilu Bira'ada, because normally B'makom Gila is not where you have Ra'ada, where you're celebrating is very far off from where you have Yira. But the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such that the closeness to Hashem gives us both a sense of trepidation and a sense of celebration that we feel so fulfilled by being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's dafka in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can feel a true sense of Gilu Bira'ada. Okay, we'll pick up from the bottom of there. More stories about tefillin tomorrow.